Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, 7:40 on this Friday morning, we're pleased to say good morning to the president of St. Clair County Community College, Kirk Kramer, joining us right now. President Kramer, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. It's a great time to be in Port Huron, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it's a great time at SC4. We were just talking about some of the forward momentum going on there. There's a lot of stuff happening, including the announcement this week about the formalization of something that we've talked about here before. An agreement with Michigan State for an agriculture program.
Yes, Michigan State University signed an agreement with SC4 to offer a certificate in agricultural operations. And so students take courses at SC4 and at MSU, I'm sorry, through MSU at Port Huron in SC4, and earn a certificate in agricultural operations and an associate's degree from SC4. And that can be transferred on to MSU for a bachelor's degree, or you can go right into the workforce in agriculture. And agriculture is big business in Michigan.
Yeah, bigger than I think a lot of people realize. I mean, we all have this vague sense of, you know, where the food comes from. It's out on the farm somewhere, but it really is big here in Michigan.
It is, and there's quite a few jobs and careers in farming. It's not just farming.
Right.
There's food processing.
Yep.
It's big business, the operations to get that food
sure.
available for us to enjoy. MSU press release said $104 billion in Michigan through farming. That's second only to California.
Yeah. So and it's a science.
Important.
Yeah, it's well worth
it. It is science. I'm glad you said that, because MSU will be at the STEM Fest in March. They're bringing a food processing truck. It's a mobile trailer to help students understand how food is processed. And it'll be hands-on and experience, and whether that's a liquid food or a solid food, that processing. So it'll be a big trailer on our campus.
We'll be talking more about STEM Fest as it gets closer, but I guess it is starting to get close now. That's next month, isn't it?
Registration is underway. It's on our website, and registrations are ahead of last year. And we talk about the number of people that come, but it's really easy to move around. There's lots to do. We're using our field house, the Clara McKenzie Building, the Experience Center, the College Center, the Fine Arts Building. So we can accommodate that large number. And it's all about science and careers, what you do with science.
And you've been marketing it to not just St. Clair County, but really the whole Southeast Michigan region, haven't you?
Yes. Port Huron is a draw for the whole region. We enjoy Port Huron every day, and people that come here appreciate what we have every day. And so, yes, about 120 zip codes came last year. We have about 20 zip codes in St. Clair County. So it's a regional impact from the Flint, Genesee, Southeast Michigan, Wayne County, Macomb County. It's quite a big attraction here. And we do it free to attendees because we get donations. Last night, the board accepted more donations toward the STEM Fest. Barton Mallow, Watson Brothers, the Community Foundation, the SC4 Foundation all contribute to help make this available in our community for no charge.
That's fantastic. Good stuff. Also at the board meeting last night, you got an academic update.
We did. We had a report from our academic area. You know, college is a very collaborative environment. Faculty are very involved with designing what students need to learn, how they can learn, work collaboratively. Administration, faculty work very close together for the best of SC4. And so that's a great environment to be in. People are all engaged moving them in forward. So faculty are very important to that. Faculty, we gave a report about that important work that faculty do to make SC4 the great institution it is.
You recognize some distinguished faculty, too.
We did. Alan Collard was recognized as the Distinguished Faculty of the Year, and that is an award selected by his peers. And so that is significant. When you are recognized by your peers, mm-hmm. that is even more spectacular because you are it's people that are doing the same type of work, the work that they recognize, the excellence that you're doing amongst them. And so the faculty selected Alan, and of course, administratively, the whole college, very appreciative of Alan Collard, very deserving Distinguished Faculty of the Year.
We were just talking off here a little bit about SC4 Cinema. It's the Sperry's building, what was known as Sperry's Theater. It's SC4 Cinema in the Sperry's building. Of course, you have all the great first-run movies that people want to see. But you can do some special things there, some non-traditional things too, can't you?
We do because of the opportunity the college has to run it as a cinema. We have an opportunity to bring more educational or community enrichment type films. And so for Black History Month, we are having special screenings for films that honor Black heritage, Black directors, Black perspectives. And so those films are running. We had Amazing Grace last week, Aretha Franklin concert film. Coming up this week is Love and Basketball. It's a film about a competitive boy and girl growing up as friends, loving basketball and their relationship as they get older. And we have Creed coming. It's a Ryan Coogler Oscar-nominated director, and so throughout the month we have those films. We also are bringing foreign films that are nominated for an Oscar. And so when you watch the Oscar awards ceremony, you can say, I saw that film in Port Huron.
Read all the subtitles at the SC4 Cinema.
There you go. So that's an exciting opportunity we can do. And you know, Paul, it's something we told the community we would do when this we purchased the SC4 or the cinema and created the SC4 Cinema entity. We told the community that's what we do, and we followed through. That's what we do. We deliver on what we say that we're going to accomplish.
Exciting stuff indeed. STEMFest is coming up next month. What's the date for STEMFest?
March 7th. Okay. STEMFest registration on our website. Please sign up. There's no fee to sign up. Mm-hmm. We like you to sign up so that we can keep you up to date and mm-hmm. Let you know any special topics or activities that are happening. University of Michigan will be there with a quantum physics hands-on opportunities. Saginaw Valley will be there. Of course, we've been talking about Saginaw Valley coming to Port Huron on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. That would be integrated with SC4. You know, go to SC4, graduate SC4, and then you can stay in Port Huron and continue with Saginaw Valley. Bachelor's of Science in Nursing, Bachelor's in Education, Business, Accounting, and that's coming soon. And Saginaw Valley will be here.
That is
game-changing for this area. It's all about opportunity.
Are they doing anything like that with any other colleges in the state?
No, they are not. We are creating something that is unique, is something that it honors our heritage of opportunity and supporting this community. Business follows talent, and so creating more talent in our area helps us enrich our community through the economy, but also just life-enriching opportunities in education. So no, we're creating a seamless pathway. Many colleges, community colleges and universities talk about pathways, mm-hmm. and this is a way you can get to where you need to do or what you want to do and accomplish. But what we're doing is making that path real, possible, realistic in Port Huron.
Good stuff at SC4. President Kramer, always appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Kirk Kramer with us from SC4 on WPHM. Let's check weather real quick.